I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, August 5th. Two men are charged with scamming an 82-year-old Quincy resident out of almost $30,000 and trying to get even more in the so-called grandparent scam. Police say 30-year-old Stephen Patson Porrix from Jamaica Plain and 23-year-old Nicholas Huntsman of Saugus told the victim that they were with a police department in Connecticut and that their grandson needed the money because of traffic violations. The victim sent $9,500 in cash to an address in Connecticut. Then the scammer said they needed $40,000 more for legal fees. The victim gave $20,000 to a person who came to his house and returned for the other $20,000 this past Tuesday. During that time, the victim figured out it was a scam and that the grandson was fine. Police were waiting for the scammers to show up a second time and arrested Porrix and Huntsman, charged them with everything from larceny to motor vehicle violations. A woman in their car was not charged. Unfortunately, the $29,500 the victim paid has not been recovered. The Norfolk County Registry of Deeds still does not have a community information officer. Register Bill O'Donnell says the person that was offered the temporary position has declined because the position was designated temporary without benefits. The county commissioners did approve the temporary position through next June after refusing to fully fund a permanent position. The dispute has forced O'Donnell to sue the county commissioners, alleging that they are derelict in their duty to protect the registry from hacking and cyber attacks. O'Donnell also alleges the commissioners violated the state's open meeting laws. Commissioners Joe Shea and Peter Collins have voted not to fund the community information officer. Richard Stady voted in favor. O'Donnell says the position has been funded for over 20 years and is crucial to ensuring the safety of the electronic real estate records at the registry. The commissioners say an outside report by the Abrahams Group of Framingham recommended not funding the position. A Boston man is charged with breaking into cars parked in a Squantum neighborhood early today. Police say 38-year-old Christopher McHugh broke into several vehicles parked in the Lansdowne Street area just after 2 a.m. Police arrested McHugh after a brief foot chase. He's being held for arraignment today in Quincy District Court. Police say McHugh has five outstanding warrants for his arrest. It is unclear why a utility pole came crashing down in a Quincy neighborhood early today. Police say this happened near 351 Adams Street near Putnam Street at about 12:30 this morning. The pole came down into the yard of a home, but nobody was hurt. Power was knocked out in the area, and National Grid responded to the scene to make repairs. A few tense moments outside the Quincy District Courthouse Tuesday when police responded to a report of a man with a gun. Officers were dispatched to the courthouse just after 10:30 Tuesday morning on a report of men arguing outside and that one may be armed with a gun. Police found 62-year-old Philip Osborne of Marblehead engaged in a dispute about money with another man. Osborne denied that he had a weapon, but police say they found what turned out to be an air gun in Osborne's pocket. He now faces charges of assault with a dangerous weapon. State Department of Transportation announcing that crews will be shifting traffic lanes along a section of the Bergen Parkway in Quincy between Granite Street and Walter Hannon Parkway. The traffic pattern change will take place this coming Friday from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Northbound traffic will be shifted from its current alignment to the right to establish a work zone in the center of the roadway. Bergen Parkway northbound traffic will be detoured to Granite Street. The roadway will remain in that configuration through September as part of the General's Bridge construction project. A Braintree construction worker pleading guilty to aggravated assault and will serve an 18-month sentence for a punch that killed his friend and co-worker last year. Robert Clark of Braintree and Elliot Fema from Wilmington came to Maine in October last year for a construction job. Police say Clark hit Fema during a fight over a cigarette. Video evidence showed that Fema lost consciousness after he was hit and hit his head on a curb. He died days later in the hospital. Clark was originally charged with aggravated assault, but a grand jury indicted on a manslaughter charge after Fema died. But the Maine Attorney General's office agreed to dismiss the charge as a part of an agreement. Superior Court Justice Thomas McKeon suspended all but 18 months of a 10-year sentence that Clark could have potentially faced in prison. The judge ordered Clark pay $6,000 in funeral expenses and serve 3 years probation. At the hearing, Clark apologized for his actions. His sentence will begin in the fall, coinciding with the anniversary of Fema's death. Duxbury school officials said that claims that an elementary school student was sexually assaulted by an administrator were, quote, untrue and harmful. In a letter to families this week, Duxbury School's interim superintendent, Danielle Klingman, said the allegations were made by the family of a student, which has not responded to requests for more information. The administrator has since been placed on paid leave in keeping with standard policy while the district conducts an investigation. Klingman called the allegation appalling and deeply disturbing. The Boston Globe reported and said that she is confident an investigation will prove the charges are without merit. According to the letter, school officials are working with local police, the Plymouth County DA, and the Mass Department of Children and Families. Duxbury police confirmed their involvement in a statement on social media, but did not share any more information. Check of business news this morning, and stocks were mixed. The Dow was down 323 points. The NASDAQ rose 19, and the S&P dropped 20. Asian stocks also mixed, so were currencies. The dollar rose, the euro is down. Oil is down to $68 a barrel. Sports: Red Sox break a losing streak and beat the Tigers last night 4-1. They'll wrap up the series in Detroit at 1:10 this afternoon. The National Weather Service forecast for today: a flood watch remains in effect with the showers and some heavier downpours, a high in the low 70s. For tonight, just cloudy and damp, a low of 62. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and warmer with a high of 87 degrees. Saturday, hazy, hot, and humid with a high near 90. Maybe a thunderstorm Sunday afternoon, high 83. For the boater, waves 2 feet. Northeasterly winds gusting to 20 knots at times. High tide right after 10 a.m. Sun rose at 5:41, sets at 7:57. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, August 5th.